Good morning.
Irresistibly awful number 215. Matt and John, and I picked this week's movie, Piranha Women. John, did you love all 57 minutes?
I gotta ask, do you know, was this the shortest movie we've ever done?
You know, I have official times on that. I'm not sure.
I meant to look it up, but I knew it was going to take me like an hour to figure it out, so I didn't bother.
Take you longer to figure that out.
I gotta figure this has got to be close to one of our fastest movies ever. I'm very impressed. Very impressed.
You crammed a lot into that 57 minutes, though, John. I mean, yeah. You got a lot in there.
In fairness, you are absolutely right. You know, it's funny. Like I was looking for a movie, right? And I found one. I was like, "Oh, this looks hilarious. This will be great." Yeah. And then I'm like, "It's like an hour 20 or something." But it was one of these movies that's like nonstop talking, and I'm like, "Oh, that would just kill you." You know, just an hour and a half of nonstop talking. Like, no, it'd be different if it's like some action or some, you know, suspense or something going on. But if it's a whole hour 20 of them just yapping at me, I would just die. And that's the kind of movie it was. I was like, no, never mind. Find something else. It was neat, though. The concept was the movie I was looking at. I didn't pick it, but I can't even remember the name of it now. Something Presidents, I forget. But like the whole movie is like free sourced film, you know, all stuff that's public domain, smashed together, and they dubbed over the whole thing. So it's all, you know, it was pretty funny. Like the parts that I was watching, I'm like, you know, this is good. This is, but it was like, it looked a little funny, but constantly the whole movie. And I'm like, I couldn't handle that. It wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, you need a break in the movie where there's some toothy titties gnawing on a guy. You know what I mean? You need it here and there.
Now, you know what I really want to see is a crossover event of Piranha Women and Teeth, right? Because, that was interesting.
It's amazing the quality of movies we pick, because we can say, this isn't the first movie where nipples have teeth.
So. That's right. Yep. Not the first killer rack we've had.
That's right. Killer Rack, which was number, I believe, 130. You know what, John? 48. 148. I knew I had that somewhere.
Yeah. That's one, you compare them here, and this one, the Piranha Women, their faces were definitely scarier, right? They had the peachy face to go along with it. But I think the part when the killer rack comes detached from the body is just like...
You forget how amazing that movie truly is. Yeah.
Oh my god. But this one was great. This one had a lot of fun in it. We had we had an evil doctor. I gotta admit, the acting in this movie, superb. Just
superb. My favorite guy is the one detective.
Oh, yes.
At the end. Yes.
Oh, the detectives are fantastic in this movie. Oh, my God.
I love that guy, and I'll get to it. Because especially at the end, he sees shit no one has ever seen in the history of the world. And this guy never changes the volume of his voice, the look on his face. And he's just stone cold. The same shit. He talks the same way. And it was cracking me up, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It was great. Yeah, the detectives in this movie, oh, man. Oh.
And it's very interesting, John, because one thing I was trying to wrap my head around, because you know, as we go through this movie, they keep bringing up how they got to have it warm, right? They love the warmth, you know, the prana women.
Very
but
warm.
They never, yep. They never talk about the other thing they need, which is water. You never bring that up, John. I don't know. When they were splicing the DNA there, they took out the need for them having to be in the water, because I'm pretty sure, I'm not a piranha expert, but I think they enjoy themselves in the water more than on land. So,
and I gotta say, the evil doctor, he's on to something here, you know. Obviously it has worked. His cure has worked. It has some side effects, right? And I think a lot of drugs do, right? You may experience, you know, constipation. You might have dizziness, blurred vision, piranhaism.
Your nipples may grow teeth.
It's possible.
Right next to diarrhea, you know?
Seek your doctor if you've ever had teeth in places that you shouldn't. Talk to your doctor before taking.
You know what, John? You could put that on TV and people will still be like,
"Yep."
At least I won't have psoriasis anymore, but I'll have toothy titties, you know?
They'll show some happy people in there, like, yeah.
And don't take if you think you're pregnant. But there you go.
Or maybe come pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you think piranha women are right for you.
So, well, here's the first question. Well, first of all, John, I got to tell you the tagline, which doesn't make sense, but here it is. Don't get them wet.
Why?
Got that?
Yep.
You got that?
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, what?
Yeah. So
that was subtle. That was subtle. Because you're thinking of one thing, but we figure out later it's something else. Yeah.
They're good, John. They're good.
Yeah.
I think the one question, well, I have many questions. But one I have is, what if you did this to a guy?
Oh.
What happens there? We got nipples. Would my nipples? Would something else get teeth? Because I gotta say, I'm watching that movie. All right. Throwing an idea out there for a sequel. This is 2022, this movie, you know. So I'm just saying. You know, piranha men.
Yep.
Or got some toothy wings running around, or
oh god,
or whatever. Because not only have we had multiple movies with toothy nipples, but we've also had numerous movies with toothy vaginas.
That's right.
So be careful out there. Be careful.
Yeah. The part of the dating profile you didn't think you needed to worry about.
If they don't answer, if they got a toothy vagina, just skip along. All right.
Yep. Swipe. Go on to this
one. It's hard dating, John. It's hard.
That's how we open the movie up. It's some dude at a bar about to get hit on by a gal. Yep.
Yeah, that's Shauna and Gary, who we have here. And John, boy, oh boy, she pulls out the old got a dead battery. Well, I'll give you a ride home.
Oh, man, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't know that I can trust you, but yeah, whatever, let's go.
And poof, we're in a pool with pierced nipples. There you go.
Like, and we're back in a hot tub and boobs. All right.
Oh, yeah. And Well, it appears that she goes for an underwater Beecher, and then we get the screams and blood.
That's right. I'm like, Shadow goes under the water too, dot, dot, dot. Nope, she's a biter.
Nope. Nope. Yeah, and she pops up and she's got those pesky piranha teeth all over her mouth. So we're done there. We cut to another guy. He's got a sickly looking girlfriend. This is
and Lexi or Alexi?
Yeah, something like that. We're gonna go Lexi. We'll go Lexi.
Yeah,
but she's looking sickly because looks like yep. she's got a bad case of the dying from the cancer.
Yeah, we don't really know what she has.
Yeah,
but she doesn't sound like she has much time, and the therapy that she's or treatments that she is getting right now can only end in one way, which apparently is not good. Because they don't really say, but we can make that assumption.
Yeah.
But she's heard about some experimental therapy. I don't, you know, right off the bat, like, Richard's like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, dude, if nothing's working for her, why wouldn't you be like, yeah, I guess we should try, you know, wouldn't you?
I didn't understand that either. Like, well, what's the worst that's going to happen here? Like,
Yeah, like, I don't think this is going to go wrong. It's already gone wrong, you know?
What's she going to do, turn into a piranha woman? I mean,
yeah, what's the odds of that?
Very low. Very low. So, yeah, she's going to go get these experimental treatments. Then we cut to two detectives who find, I think this was Gary's body from the beginning of the movie that was 4 minutes ago. All chewed up
at the beach. So obviously he was swimming and got attacked by a shark or something and washed up on shore. Pretty obvious, cut and dry.
Yep, makes sense. Then we have Richard at his job. I'm not sure what he does. And we got his boss, which is Mr. Wheelwright. And they're talking about his boring, perfect reports he's doing at work, John.
He's like, your reports are perfect, but they're boring. It's like, well, okay. So boss gives the big promotion and pay raise to some slacker instead who just plagiarizes everything off the internet really quickly. Nice. Nope.
That's fucking Jeff, John. Fucking Jeff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we cut to Lexi with the doctor at the doctor's office, and he's like, oh yeah, I think I got what you need. Would you like to come check out my piranha tank?
Take a look at my fish tank of piranha. And you're like, okay, what does this have to do with anything? You know what was interesting too? Like the doctor's like when he's talking to her, he's like whispering to her, like doesn't want anybody to hear what they're talking about, and you know, varies, you know, like, you know, this is the kind of thing that make that you should be red flags, right? Why can't we have this discussion in the room? Why did we have to leave the exam room to talk about this?
I know. He's like, yeah, you know, just one little shot of this piranha DNA and you're going to be feeling tip-top.
Sounds too good to be true.
So we cut back. We got the detectives. We got two more bodies that are just like poor Gary. All chewed up. So they're like, oh, the one guy, I don't even know these guys' names. I have no idea.
No idea.
Um, The one cop's like, well, get this. Look at this report. This guy had chlorinated water in his lungs. And they're like, what the fuck you say? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yep. It means he was in a pool or something like that, or a hot tub.
Hot tub. They got.
I loved how. I was gonna say I loved how the one detective was reading the autopsy to the other one that he had not obviously not seen before, but wasn't actually looking at the paper. He was looking at the other detective. I'm like, how are you reading the report through your peripheral vision? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I know. I saw it too, John. I saw it too. I loved it. That's why that guy's my favorite. He really comes into play at the end of the movie. Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah, you can tell that guy, boy. I saw the same thing. He's not even looking at it, but he's reading it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. He's just a really fast reader, and he's letting everybody catch up.
So we got ourselves a serial killer looks like here, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though they have a bag, first of all, I don't know anything about piranhas. All right. I didn't know, like, if they eat a lot, all their teeth fall out. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know.
Are they like sharks? they have lots of extra teeth? Is that how this works?
I don't know.
I don't even understand that. Like, why do sharks have extra teeth? What's the point in that? Like, what are they eating that they need all these extra teeth for?
Well,
do you get tooth decay underwater in the ocean? Is that a thing? All these questions.
Let me tell you something. We saw sharks that could survive on the moon. All right.
That's right. That's right.
They didn't say anything about their tooth. Habits.
Nope.
Were they flossing in between killing people on moon? I don't know. I never got that scene.
Never saw it. It would take so long for a shark to floss. You know how many teeth they got to get through?
Whew. Oh boy, you better get a water pick. A water pick.
I agree. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Why are they going to make those water picks so loud? I got a water pick. Why are they so loud? It sounds like it's a power washer going on. I'm like, it's just a little thing. All right, enough dentist talk. Enough teeth talk here.
Teethy.
So they got a whole bag of teeth.
Yeah.
I remember that because I thought it was pretty funny later on. Just remember that. Bag of tiny teeth that I'm sure...
Sit on their desk, yep.
I'm sure they could easily get somebody to tell them, yeah, that's not dog teeth. Like, that's piranha teeth. Or at least, you know, they're not human teeth. Like, we can all tell, right?
Okay, right. Anyway.
Richard calls Lexi there. She looks actually worse. She's got the sweats and... It must be kicking in, right? The piranha DNA treatment's kicking in.
But she tells Richard, she's like, look, I need lots of sleep, so please don't come home. Definitely don't be expecting me to make you dinner and that kind of thing. You're like this is very suspicious. What is going on? What? You need so much sleep that I can't even, like, come home and say hi? What? Very suspicious.
Yeah. Get in that kitchen and make my dinner, woman.
Yeah. That's the other thing, like what are you doing, Richard? You making her make you dinner while she's like whatever chemotherapy or something? Like, I don't know.
Don't give me the old you're dying from cancer. You can't make me a hamburger, Benji.
Oh my gosh.
Don't give me that excuse.
At least you could have gone and picked him up some sandwiches.
That's right. That's right. You could at least got me some goddamn Qdoba.
Qdoba. Nice.
So at work, at first, Richard was like, Jeff's like, boy, we should go out, celebrate me making all this money that you ain't got.
You should celebrate this promotion and raise that I got that you should have had, but you didn't, so too bad. Oh, by the way, I'm your boss.
So at first, Richard's like, no, but then Lexi told him that, and he's like, well, maybe I won't go out with Jeff. We'll go to the bar. What's the worst that could happen? He gets eaten? So they go to the bar we started the movie at.
Yep.
And we got I think it's the same girl who we started the movie with, and then another girl. They're at the bar, and we got a little bar flirtation when it comes to hot sauce, you know,
yeah, it was
that kind of thing. You know?
Taco Tuesday. It was a popular night at the bar. Get them tacos.
Oh boy! So Jeff sees his chance there with this other girl. This is Allison and Shauna. So Jeff's like, well, this Allison chick digging my vibe here. And he just leaves with her, leaves poor Richard there at the bar with Shauna.
Can't blame him, though, right? I think if in this situation, it made perfect sense.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Hello?
I'm dead. Don't worry about kids in the background. Don't worry about it.
It got cut off. I heard it like, meh, and it got cut off. That's all I heard.
Somebody's calling to their doom. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
So we cut to Jeff is at the bloody pool hot tub place that we started the movie at. And boy, John, he hears a line that would probably scare you when Allison says, "You want to see something you've never seen before?" Oh, boy.
No.
Oh, boy. That could be real. That could turn out real bad.
There's all kinds of ways that could go wrong. No, that's not the kind of date I was hoping for.
I want to see something I was hoping I was going to see.
Yeah. All right. That looks like Jeff is going to score. We get to see some boobs, and then yeah. OMG.
There they are, John. They're back. That's right. The toothy, bad CGI titties are here. Here they come.
Toothy beebs. Toothy beebs.
Here they come. So while she's eating his neck, her toothy knockers are just gnawing at his chest, I guess.
Why does the piranha turn their boobs into mouths? I don't know.
Why does piranha DNA do that? I don't know, John. Wouldn't it just piranha teeth?
I gotta say, I don't know that much about piranha.
Do they
I'm
have boobs?
A little concerned. Like, I know now that I'm never going to the Amazon. It's just...
now I gotta Google, do piranhas have boobs? And I wonder if I'm the first person who's done that. I don't know. You never know, John.
Will autofill figure that out? Do piranhas have, and then it autofills boobs? Like, no way.
What other person did it? They watched this movie and they're like, hold on a minute.
We're all gonna work on this algorithm together. Let's see.
So yeah, it's not looking good for old Jeff there. So we cut to Lexi, who's looking much better. And Richard's he's like, wow, you look a lot better. And she's like, yeah, I can't talk about the treatment, so don't ask. And he's like, okay.
She's like, I can't talk to people, can't talk to outsiders. And he's like, wait a minute, I'm an outsider now? What?
I know.
Were you only with me to take care of you? Now that you're feeling better, you're going to dump me? Is that what's happening right now?
And he's like, why is it so hot in here? She's like, oh, yeah, I turned it up because, you know, piranhas need it warm. So it must be really hot in these places.
Yeah.
So
she's making him breakfast right now, too, right? She's got it's basically done. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to go take a shower. And I'm like, wait, why don't you eat first? And then who's done? It's going to be cold. Well, maybe not. Not in that room.
It's going to stay warm. Richard gets a call, Mr. Wheelwright. He's like, this dumb fuck ain't showed up for work. If he does, I'm going to give you his promotion.
All right. And the raise too, right, boss? Yeah, yeah, and the raise.
But then it turns out, next thing you know, Richard has to go to the police station about Jeff being real dead.
Yeah. He's like, whoa, that's messed up. He was just at the bar with me getting macking on some girls. Yeah. Like, yeah, likely story. We think you offed him just because he got the promotion you deserved, and you're like, wait a minute, how do you know about these things? We know.
I know, man. I was like, let me tell you something. I thought maybe these guys didn't know what they were doing, but this morning they found a dead body, pieced all this together, and they're like, wow, this is why. I'm like, wow, they're pretty good, John, you know? They're pretty good.
Yeah. Number one suspect.
And the one detective, the last thing he says, I thought, is just perfect detective work. He gives him his card and he says, give me a call if you decide to confess. All right. Well, all right.
Nice. Nice.
So he's like, I don't know what's going on. Poor Richard here, you know. Jeff's dead. He might get a promotion. Lexi's better somehow. I don't know. So he leaves the police station to go home to Lexi. He gets there and he's got a note on his fridge that says, see, I wouldn't want to be a good luck with life. Fuck off. Don't come looking for me.
That's basically what you did. You're exactly right. It's like, oh man, like I just got accused of killing my boss. I might have a promotion, I might not, I don't really know. And now my girlfriend has moved out on me with no reason and she doesn't want to talk. That's nice.
She was making him breakfast 45 minutes ago.
That's great. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh boy. Oh yeah, she's going to a group home with other people who are getting the experimental treatment. This group home.
Why? Why do you need a group home for this?
Oh, you got me. Richard finds the Dr. Sinclair card.
Mm-hmm.
At his place, so he's like, I'm gonna go check out this fucker, see what's going on. And then we cut right to another piranha woman's ass who's eating another guy.
And I wasn't sure, was that just still gnawing on Jeff, or was this somebody else? I don't really know.
I don't know, it can't be Jeff. They already said they found him dead.
Oh, must have been someone new. All right,
so boy, like, why all of a sudden are they leaving all these bodies behind? Right? Like,
yeah.
This is not good. You got to be better about this. People are going to catch on.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't get away too long doing that.
Richard finally finds the doctor and he's talking to him and they're having a nice chat. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, don't worry. I can't talk about her medical records. You know, I'm a doctor. You can't do that. And can you just piss off?
Yeah, by the way, we've had enough talking. I think you should just leave.
It's real funny here because they're talking, and he's basically like, you know, pissed off. And then he gets paged, right? You know, oh, Dr. Sinclair. And he's like, oh, okay, well, I got to go. And then Richard's like, I'm going to go look in this room. Oh, whoa, there's a piranha tank. And then Dr. Sinclair's back. He's like, what are you doing?
Like, right. Immediately back. Yeah.
He's like, is this a piranha tank? And John, did you hear what Richard said? This is one of the moments I laugh, because they're talking, and boy, you get a lot of information in this chat here. But Richard says, what if they get loose? Now, I mentioned earlier, I don't know much about Ron. But I don't think Richard knows even half of what I know. So,
but I wanted to. All kinds of interesting things come from this point too, because like, okay, how, what if they get loose? Like, well, for one, they can't like walk away, but let's say hypothetically somebody grabbed one and put it into the water stream nearby, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, based on what we already know from this movie, they're gonna die because it's not warm enough, right? I think they gotta have hot water. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, if you're Dr. Bushwood, and he's was that one of the doctors in the previous movie?
I think so.
And he's about to he's making all these piranha women. Why would you then go off and tell him the one thing that would actually kill them is antifreeze? You know, oh, that's only glycol. If you just throw some automotive antifreeze in there, they all die. Why would you tell them that? Why would you reveal their weakness to this guy?
And let me tell you something, John. You know, I thought first he'd be that would kill him is, you know, no water, but that's not an issue, right? But yeah, I was like, boy, you could have gave me 1,000 guesses, but I would have never been like, you know what kills them? The same thing that kills Jack Frost. You know, I would have never came up with that, John. I never would have come up with that.
Gotta watch out. Press stone. Antifreeze.
Why would he tell him? Why? You already told him reason. To piss off, and then you're like, you want to know how to kill him? You really want to know?
Yeah.
And
then, like, yeah, he was just paged, so obviously he didn't, like, go help out with whatever he was supposed to do, which I assume was a massive injection.
So then Allison, she's talking to the doctor, and he's like, it's time to bust out the big cans, the big guns, right? And they're like, we gotta kill this fucker. All right, he's just, he knows your weakness now, right? We gotta, somehow, we gotta take out old Richard here. So, Richard goes back to the bar, and then Shauna shows up again, because apparently this is the only place they find guys to eat, is at this bar.
Yep.
So, Richard's like, he's like, oh, excuse me for a second, I gotta make pee-pee. And he calls the detective, like, get over to the bar, she's here. Leaves him a message, you know, get over to the bar. But while he's doing that, they're putting something in old Richard's drink to drug him up, John.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he didn't have a buddy like Lotus who was there to snatch that drink and drink the roofies for him.
The bold strap. Drink it. Can you just throw it out?
Yeah, nope. Oh. He wanted the free drugs. That's what it was.
But boy, instantly passes out from one sip, John. I mean, that's some good off right there.
You're right. Yeah, because he barely had a sip, and he was like, oh, done.
And you're like, oh, they're probably just gonna, you know, he's gonna wake up and he's gonna have toothy knockers eating his face. No, he wakes up in bed.
I gotta say, it is amazing, right? This whatever she put in the drink, he's out instantly. And I'm thinking, like, the last time I had to deal with pain, what do you call it, a numbing injection for my teeth, you know, they stabbed me 15 times in my jaw and I still felt the drill. Give me some of what he had next time I need a cavity filled. Come on, this is great.
John just needs to go to the Taco Tuesday at the bar there, and
that's right. Let me give you some pain meds. No, I brought my own. I'll take a quick shot of this and wake me up when you're done.
And he's out. So yeah, he wakes up at the Piranha House. Piranha Women House, I'm sorry.
I was expecting him to be either, you know, dead, one, or tied up and, you know, about to be, or something like that. And instead, he's just fine. He's okay.
Yeah. Right. And he walks out, and Allison's there, and she's like, basically, like, he should just leave town. And it's like, wait a minute. What? Okay. Richard's like, thanks, but I'm just going to go to the police station, so I'll see you later. So he goes there, and he lays it all out. Piranha Women, somehow he has it all figured out.
He does.
And he's like, here it all is, and they're like, okay, you're stupid.
You're obviously still drunk or high or something like that. But as you mentioned earlier, we had this bag of teeth on their desk. And that bag is there still on the desk with the label Piranha Teeth. But they don't believe his story.
Oh, boy. And he even says, and I quote, and you know how much we love it, they're goddamn piranha women.
They're piranha women. I love it. I love it.
And they're like, oh, that's a bunch of shit. You're crazy. Right? Well, here, track Lexi's phone. They're like, oh, yeah, we will. We sure will. And they come back and go, yeah, we did. We can't go in there. So, bye.
Yeah, apparently the group home is a safe house, I guess.
I guess so.
We do get a scene of some topless swimming underwater. That was fun.
Definitely piranha women activity. So Richard's like, all right, I'm going home, getting my piranha woman killing gun. Yeah. I'm going to take care of this problem myself. And he goes home, gets the gun, and there's Shauna in his house.
Yeah, he's about to be eaten immediately, but he pulls the gun and shoots her. He's got balls. He was not kidding. He was ready to do it.
Well, he starts busting out all these insults. He's using all these fishy insults. He's back off, fish face.
Ooh. No, you didn't.
He told her, you take one more step and I'm going to rearrange your flippers.
Oh.
But yeah, she's pretty strong, but she busts out the toothy knockers, but he shoots her, and that's it. So he's off to the group home, and you know, John, since he was able to get what kills him, he brings the tiniest bottle of antifreeze I've ever seen.
Right. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever seen anything less than at least a gallon jug.
I don't know what the ratio has to be for the stuff to work in here, but
I would have assumed the pool, you know? Yeah, I don't know how concentrated it was in that jug, but I can't believe it was that concentrated.
Maybe it's the good stuff, John. It's not that, you know, generic stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't fit good. It was 100% concentrated.
So there's no piranha woman in the pool, but he pours it in her just in case, you know, they They don't have to get in there. They never said that, but I guess that they do. And he's like, not only is he going to do that, but he's going to cool it down there. Cool that water down. And then, so he gets attacked. And I couldn't figure out what this piranha woman was sounding like, John. I said a dog, but it's kind of hard to pinpoint what this thing was sounding like. It was very strange while it's trying to bite him, I guess. It's almost like a werewolf. but, you know, he overpowers the poor piranha woman. Cool. And then, John, I'm not exactly sure what I witnessed when this thing's in the pool. I don't know what.
So I wrote down, he pushes her into the water where she is electrocuted? Question mark. Like, what? How does antifreeze create the electrocution situation? I don't understand.
But, and then, well, that's one good question. But the other question is, while it's getting electrocuted, she turns completely green, like a swamp thing.
Yeah, she turns into a beast.
So then you got a whole batch of other questions now. You're like, so can they just look however they want to look? Or, I mean, there's a lot of questions here with that, because I didn't understand quite why that happened.
Yeah, were they just, you know, hiding their true face, or was the electricity like bringing out the next level of her progression? You know.
So, while poor, this is Allison, right? The one who's a swamp thing getting electrocuted. While this is happening, the detective shows up. My favorite thing at the end of this movie is this guy. He walks in there without his partner. I don't know where his partner is. Must have the off. He walks in there, and he never changes his voice level, his expression, and he looks at Richard and goes, "You want to help?" He's like, "No."
Nope.
Richard finds Lexi and he's like, well, you know, let's get out of here. As long as it doesn't spontaneously rain and you melt.
What are the odds? So, okay, now hold on. We said earlier, okay, what would harm the piranha, right? And you're like, oh, you know, the glycol. And we're like, well, maybe not having water would be a problem for them, right? No, apparently having water is a problem for them, because rain is what? Why is rain a problem?
Oh boy! Not only is it a problem, John, because you know we got the whole, you know, antifreeze, you know, I guess cool water turns you into a swap thing and you electrocuted thing, but the rain doesn't electrocute her or turn her into a swamp thing. She disintegrates into a small pair of shorts and a shirt.
Yeah, she's like the Wicked Witch of the West, you know? The house just landed on her and her feet curled up, you know? I mean,
it's the same thing, it really is. She's gone. Like, there's nothing left of Lexi. She has turned into nothing.
It's like when Vader swipes Obi-Wan and then all that's left is his cloak and he's like, what the fuck?
Oh, what, man. Yep.
What just happened?
Yep. She's a piranha Jedi. So then again, the detective witnesses this, doesn't change his voice expression. He looks at Richard and goes, anything else you want to tell me? What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, yeah, maybe I should tell you about that doctor who was doing all this. Nah.
That might be a good time. This might be a good time.
Oh.
Well, then, so then you're like, okay. Well, now I got the detective who's witnessed piranha women firsthand.
Yep.
Right. So I'm sure this detective is going to really, he's going to work with Richard. He knows where the doctor's office is. Yep. They can take him right there. You know, yeah. This would be done. Well, what do we see next? We cut to Dr. Sinclair at his office with a new patient. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Apparently, we're not going to investigate how these piranha women came to be. What was the connection between all these women? Nope.
Nope. No, that's it. Yep. Maybe he's like, all right, Richard, you're obviously the killer. All right. All right, book him. But yeah. And that's the end of the movie. That's how the movie ends. Dr. Sinclair with a new patient.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That was a quick one.
That's 57 minutes of piranha women.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was an interesting one. I saw the trailer and I was like, this looked too good. I thought I got a glimpse of some toothy knockers, so that really pushed me over the edge. And I had to do it. So
I forget, we watched a movie not too long ago where it was a longer movie, but I think it finished faster because there was just, you weren't pausing it ever. You didn't, just not that much to talk about in the movie. It was just, it went quickly. But I do appreciate it. It was nice to have a quick movie.
Those are those movies where you're like you guys have spent so much of this movie talking, but nothing's happened.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking about nothing that has anything to do with anything, really. Like, this doesn't mean, like...
It's like small talk in the movie.
Go do something. Oh, so, John, what do you got?
All right. We got something interesting here. It's the movie is called The Last Lovecraft, Relic of Cthulhu.
Oh, boy.
Cthulhu?
Oh, boy.
Cthulhu. I'm not sure. It's a tough one.
I'm going to have to look this one up and see how you spell all this. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's missing some vowels, I think.
The Last Lovecraft. Oh, okay. I have found it. The Last Lovecraft, Relic of Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. I don't know.
Werewolf?
No, maybe we'll get that in the movie. But, it's pronounced werewolf.
Let's see what this movie's about here.
Yeah, we get some ordinary dude. He is bequeathed a ancient relic and now has to stop evil.
He's got to stop it. This piece of this relic from falling into the hands of Starspawn and his minions.
So one cool thing I saw in the trailer that I liked the most was they're full size fish people with giant toothy mouths and giant toothy hands.
Oh, hey. Hey, I'm seeing a theme here.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've never seen this one, John.
Okay. It looks a little different. Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't want to say LARPing, but. Medieval, not medieval. I'm not sure. Magic kind of thing. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. It kind of also slightly resembled Zero Charisma, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, Zero Charisma, of course, number 89.
Oh.
All right, what year is this movie? 2009. All right, sir. Well, we'll give that one a watch, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, until then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.